This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said on Wednesday a failed Islamic Jihad rocket launch caused the bombing of a hospital, killing 500 Palestinians in the blast at a Gaza City hospital on Tuesday.
That an analysis of the IDF operational systems indicates that a barrage of rockets was fired by terrorists in Gaza, passing in close proximity to the El Hali El Maadi hospital in Gaza at the time it was hit.
Health authorities in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip said that an Israeli strike caused the blast. As Israel appears to be preparing for an invasion of the Gaza Strip, the Lebanese militant political group Hamas has said that would provoke entry into the war, a promise that would inevitably drag Lebanon into a costly and complicated war. Jacob Russell has this report from Beirut.
Hezbollah appears to have little interest in assuaging the concerns of other Lebanese. Speaking anonymously, a senior commander recently told VOA News that the party has units in Beirut at full readiness to defend its supporters from other Lebanese factions. He said, quote, "If necessary, we can take over this country in 24 hours. Lebanon is still reeling from a profound socio-economic crisis and could ill afford to rebuild after a war. Internally, the long-term consequences of war would depend heavily on Hezbollah's ability to secure funding for reconstruction." Jacob Russell for VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.
Egyptian aid trucks moved closer on Tuesday to the only crossing into Gaza not controlled by Israel, but without an agreement in place to deliver relief, and with the Palestinian side closed, it's unclear when it might get through. This is VOA News. Police in Belgium have killed a man suspected of being an extremist who opened fire on soccer fans in Brussels on Monday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Belgian officials say a man sought in a Brussels shooting that killed two Swedish soccer fans and severely wounded another was shot dead by police as they tried to arrest him in a neighborhood not far from Monday's incident. The gun he used has been recovered. Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo said he's extended condolences to the family through Sweden's Prime Minister. Officials say the man is a 45-year-old Tunisian who was due for a hearing after he threatened a person in an asylum center. He posted a video laying claim to killing three Swedish people and said the Quran is a red line for which he was ready to sacrifice himself. I'm Jennifer King.
Combative right-wing Republican Jim Jordan fell short on Tuesday in a vote to serve as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, but more votes were expected to follow that could wear down his opponents. The lawmaker and ardent ally of former President Trump won 200 votes short of the 217 needed to win the job, as 20 of his fellow Republicans voted against him. All 212 Democrats voted for their leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Republicans who controlled the chamber nominated Jordan as a replacement for Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted as Speaker by a small group of his fellow Republicans on October 3rd. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is back at his civil trial for Week 3, continuing to insist the lawsuit and all the criminal cases are witch hunts against him and the presidential re-election campaign. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
More Trump Organization executives testified about the company's property valuations as Trump bragged about them to reporters.
That's some of the greatest real estate assets anywhere in the world.
The state attorney general is suing Trump and his company for inflating those values to secure loans.
This is a witch hunt by a radical lunatic attorney general.
And says there were disclaimers on the financial statements.
It says don't rely on these financial statements. Do your own due diligence.
Attorney General Letitia James was in court but did not comment. Julie Walker, New York.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday that Ukraine's armed forces had used U.S.-supplied Army Tactical Missile System long-range missiles for the first time. He shared the news in an evening address posted on social media without giving details of when or where they were used. The United States had not previously said publicly it had delivered the missile systems to Kyiv. ATACMS have a maximum range of around 300 kilometers. Earlier Tuesday, Ukraine said it hit airfields in the Russian-occupied south and east of the country overnight. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.